delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Wednesday here on the Steve Gruber Show, we're going to go a different direction here for a moment because it's summer. And with summer, you know, you have certain things that have been occurring that have become challenges, one of those being the large algae blooms on Lake Erie that can become problematic for boaters, for swimmers, for a variety of folks, linked often quite directly to phosphorus and other fertilizers running off from farm fields. Of course, you know, Lake Erie is in a basin that's as flat as a pancake. And so, you know, you're in a very flat area, so you don't get spring runoff, you don't get all of that flushing. What you get is a lot of concentrations of fertilizers creating algae issues. My next guest, Tom Zimnicki, Agriculture Policy Director for the Michigan Environmental Council. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, good morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
So the state of Michigan has put forth a plan to reduce phosphorus entering the lake by 40% over the next 8 years, but you say that this is not enough. Tell us your position, first of all.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. Right now, the plan as we see it doesn't go far enough due to its reliance pretty exclusively on voluntary practices within agriculture. Obviously, there are many sources of phosphorus and nitrogen within the Lake Erie watershed, but non-point source agriculture tends to be the largest contributor, and right now the plan and kind of the state as a whole places the reliance on voluntary practices and voluntary engagement with farmers.
Now, according to those that rolled this plan out, in part, Jamie Clover Adams, one of those, the director of the Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development, said farmers see what's happening in the lake and want to be part of the solution. I think that's probably true. They think that this is the most effective, efficient, and affordable way, and that's a quote, to achieve major improvements in the lake. You disagree, even though the plan was developed jointly with the DEQ, the Department of Natural Resources, and the Ag and Rural Development folks. They're all on board with this, but you still say this isn't good enough. Why not?
Yeah, no, and a fair point, and I think that farmers as a whole, nobody, and I'll say this to anybody, I don't think any farmers really revel in the ability to release nutrients into a waterway. But at the same time, the status quo we have right now is voluntary practices and voluntary engagement with the agricultural community, and the status quo is what we currently have.
All right, Tom, let me jump right in there. Yeah. All right, you've said that, so let me ask you this, because some of the critics of your point of view say that all you're trying to do is, it's a misguided attempt to solve a very complex problem by relying on the blunt force of government. People don't like the government interfering with their operations. These farmers, many of them are third, fourth, fifth generation farmers. They're trying to do their best. They're trying to make a living. It's not easy, especially if you're a smaller farmer these days, to compete out there with Brazil and everybody else coming online and producing a tremendous amount of goods. What do you suggest we do? What is your solution?
Yeah, no, and in terms of the blunt force of government, what I'm really advocating for and what we're really trying to get at is kind of practical, pragmatic approaches to improve not only agriculture, but then ultimately water quality. So, for instance, if we were able to increase the amount of soil testing that we do throughout the watershed and really understand kind of where these problem zones are and areas where we can better target some of these management practices, that at the end of the day has potential to save producers money because they're not having to spread excess fertilizer. And as you mentioned, margins right now are pretty slim.
You lost me on how it helps people spread less fertilizer.
Well, because if they know that their ground in a particular section of their field has enough nutrients in there for the next season's crop, they're not going to have to spread on that portion of the field.
But most farmers realize fertilizer is expensive, really expensive.
Right.
And they use as little as possible to get the results they need.
Yep.
So you're telling us that they're using too much, even though that it's a really expensive practice. It doesn't make sense what you just told me.
Yeah, well, there are certainly areas within the watershed that are oversaturated or overconcentrated with nutrients, and I think for us it's figuring out within the state and kind of within the domestic action plan how can we work in some more approaches that will benefit both producers' bottom lines and also improve.
I've never known the government to improve anybody's bottom line. I've never known the government to be able to do that. I've known the government to take money from a lot of people and be completely inefficient with its use. So you do want to mandate how much fertilizer is used. And I appreciate the need to help Lake Erie. I do. I get it. But you do want to mandate.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're looking for here is kind of a minimum set of standards.
Well, let's be honest about what you want.
Going to have to meet.
Well, let's be honest about what you want. You want to be able to dictate to farmers what they can and cannot do, right or wrong.
I wouldn't classify it that black and white. I mean, every industry has the ability to become innovative within the constructs of whatever the regulatory framework is.
And that's all fine and well, Tom, but we're talking about practicality here, and we're talking about farmers. The flowery language is all fine and well, and I get it. And I get the Lake Erie thing. But you're being big, broad strokes, and, you know, we want to be practical and pragmatic. But by the end of the season, if the farmer hasn't made enough soybeans or corn or whatever, he doesn't make it. He goes under, and then they sell to another big factory farm. And I'm pretty sure you guys don't want more factory farms, as a guess. I'll give you the last word.
No, I appreciate that. And we're not trying to push farmers to go under on this. Again, we're just looking at those minimum standards and trying to push what makes sense, not only for Lake Erie, but then also recognizing that farmers need to stay viable and need to stay in business.
That part, we all agree on that. So, Tom, it's a complex problem that probably needs to be figured out sooner as opposed to later. I appreciate your input today.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Tom Zimnicki, Agriculture Policy Director for the Michigan Environmental Council. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.